Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth Amos, your host, and it's so good to have you here. I'm really happy to be back into it. I feel like I've had weeks and weeks of holidays, so it's nice to be back chatting with you all again. It's probably only been a week, but I'm so not used to having holidays, and I've really enjoyed the time off. So today, well, when Scotty asked me what do we want to talk about today, I said focus, and he said, oh. And you'll hear how he interpreted that word focus, which was a little different to where I was coming from, but, you know, it works. Have a listen.
This is Alt 26.5. Good morning. And Ruth Amos is with us this morning again. G'day, Ruth.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little bit nervous about today's chat, to be honest, because I'm the ultimate procrastinator. Like, you know, I had a job a couple of years ago that I had to work from home, and I was only like 3 days a week. But that 3 days a week would take me like all week to get those, you know, like I just, I'd go, oh, there are the boys. Look, they're playing table tennis. I'll go play some. And then all of them are like, sorry, guys, got to get back to work, you know. Oh, it's coffee time, you know. Hour later, I'm like, I should really go do some work. I'm just terrible.
Yeah, it's amazing how that happens. There was a company in the UK that did a study. I think they talked to about 2,000 people and asked them how many hours a day they think they work in their 8-hour day job. And it came out as slightly less than 3.
Wow, yeah. Really?
So they were getting snacks, they were checking the news, they were actually applying for other jobs.
I don't feel so bad now. I feel much better about myself.
But if you want to get the jobs done, Scott, you actually have to sit down and focus.
And I had to end up, I shouldn't take your thunder because I'm sure this is all going to be there, but I had to end up writing myself like lists of things that I want to do that day. And set certain boundaries around myself. And I guess that's probably part of what you want to talk about today.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I mean, knowing what you want to do is probably step one. If you don't have a clear plan for what you want to do, then you're never going to do it. A second thing I thought of is you need to have a space that's your workspace. So, yes, when we were all kicked out to work from home, suddenly everybody's like, because if you go to the office, you go into your workspace. If you're working from home, well, that's your play space.
Yeah.
So my son Caleb's a uni student and he had to figure out that he do his uni study on the dining table with the laptop and his gaming at his desk, you know, because gaming space.
Yeah.
And although he had the computer and he had the desk and, you know, you'd think it would be a study space, it just wasn't. He had to move into a different space.
And you go, I wonder what's happening on this game right now. And you jump on there and then go, an hour later, you're like, oh, man, I should do some study.
Absolutely. So same with social media. You think, I'll just check.
Yeah.
I'll just check. You know, maybe if you kept a tally of how long you were just checking for, it would be.
We have an app on our phones at home, which shows us the amount of time that we've spent each day. And it's horrifying sometimes. You're going, what? Did I really spend that much time?
You know, yeah.
You can get
really
carried away
deceptive.
With it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then email, you know, email going ding, ding, ding all the time. If you are interrupted from some sort of deep work process, it can take you 10 to 15 minutes to actually get back into the deep work. So, yeah. So my biggest tip, I think, is to, okay, you can't do that sort of deep focus work for much longer than about 90 minutes on the outside. What I tend to use is something called a Pomodoro timer. So have you heard of a Pomodoro?
Never heard of it, no.
Okay, so it's based on, Pomodoro actually means tomato in Italian. Okay. It's based on those little kitchen timers that were in the shape of a tomato.
Yeah.
So this person.
And they click, click, click away.
Click, click, click away, yeah. So you can get an app on your phone that does the same thing. I have to turn the click off. I can't handle it. I just can't handle it. But you set it for about 25 minutes. You completely focus for that 25 minutes. So no anything dinging from your phone or your computer, turn off all the sound. You can even get apps that will just limit your access to the internet, right? So nothing. Really deeply focus. And then the timer switches over and it's a 5-minute timer. It's a break. Get up, walk around, stretch, do whatever.
Nice.
And you do like 3 or 4 of those, you'll be amazed at how much you
get done.
And then you have a longer break, a 20 to 30 minute break. And
yeah.
And so it's really important to work when you're working. Rest when you're resting.
Yeah,
I have a quote in one of my books that says, when I works hard, and when I sits loose.
That's brilliant. Well, they are genius ideas and might actually help some of us procrastinators maybe do a little bit better in life. So thank you, Ruth. Appreciate it.
No worries. Hope it helps.
So I think there's more to the topic of focus than just procrastination. I think it's really important to get into a state of flow if we're trying to do any type of, you may have heard that term, deep work or creative work. or anything that, you know, requires a bit of focus, even like doing the weekly budget for me, I need to actually get my head in the game and be able to think in the right place. And to do that, I need to be focused. I need to be really concentrating on what I'm doing. And I just think that that statistic that says that it takes you 10 to 15 minutes to get back into that deep work place after you've had an interruption, even an interruption just looking at the pop-up on your screen of an email. If it's an email that you're interested in or that you know you have to reply to, you look at the pop-up, you see even just the heading of the email and you think your brain goes in that direction. It just slides off over there. Suddenly you've got your brain split in two. You're trying to do your deep work, but you're thinking about what I'm going to say to so-and-so in response to her email. I even had a text. So I have a smartwatch for the first time in my life, and the text sort of came up on my watch while I was driving. And it, you know, as I, for the rest of the drive, I couldn't get that out of my mind. I need to make sure I respond to that text. I need to make sure I say this, that, and the other thing. When I actually opened the text, it had said something completely different to what I had thought when I saw it on my little watch. And so, you know, I was doing a whole lot of problem solving about something that didn't actually exist. Okay, so these are issues that you can get into if you allow things to sort of pop up on your computer screen as you're working. You need to turn them off and be completely focused, and you get so much more work done and you get that state of flow, which I didn't talk about with Scotty, but which is an amazing thing. You know, that state where you're working and things are going well and you're enjoying yourself and you lose track of time, and suddenly when you wake up again, you know, half an hour's gone by and you didn't even notice, or, you know, in the best case, 2 hours or whatever. I once got this idea for a short story in a dream, and I started working on it as soon as I woke up and worked for an hour and a half, got a bit stuck, chatted to Moz about what the ending should be, went back and sat on my bed and spent about 5 hours just writing out this short story, and beautiful. It just came out and it was one of the best days of my life. That was a state of flow. It was, I just love, I wish I could write a whole novel in a day, just get it out of my head the way it's in my head. If you want to read that short story, it's called The Useful Plants, and you can find it on any ebook retailer, or you can go to rjamos.com, which is my fiction website, and you can find it there. But anyway, that's by the by, but that's that state of flow that you want to get. And you're not going to get that state of flow if you're interrupted constantly by your phone dinging, by your email things popping up, by, you know, it takes a bit to get into that state of flow. And if you, instead of getting into it and putting in the work to get into the deep work, you work for 5 minutes and check your socials and work for 5 minutes and check your socials, you're not going to get that state of flow that you want. And it's a beautiful thing to do, so it's worth chasing after. And I'm not saying that every time that you work with focus that you're going to get there. That's not a promise that I'm willing to make, but it is a nice thing to chase after. It was interesting in my research for this segment to find websites and things that said you can only focus for about 90 to 120 minutes. And it's good to build our day around that. So working in those sort of time blocks and then giving yourself a really decent break, you know, a 20 to 30 minute real decent break. And I know that at a workplace you can't always do that. But if you're in control of your own time, it's good to think in terms of that, not just keep trying to push yourself and push yourself and push yourself. So I remember this story that Moz told, where he and his boss were working overnight. They were doing a night shift, and they got to about, I don't know, 2 a.m. in the morning. That's a bit redundant, isn't it? 2 a.m. in the morning, but, you know, horrible, horrible time. And they found that they were just going slower and slower and slower in their work. They were making not necessarily mistakes, but they were just, it was, everything was taking a bit longer than it should. And so eventually they had enough sense to say, let's have a nap. So they went away by themselves and had a lie down and slept for a bit, I don't know, an hour and a half or something like that. When they came back, they could work so much more efficiently that they got things done in the same amount of time that it would have taken them if they worked right through. It's that needing a break and then coming back to it makes sense. And I know that in the middle of the night that makes sense, but also it works during your day work as well. And this idea of place that I was talking to Scotty about, I think, is also very important. One of the things that I found very interesting was I started using a bit of software called Scrivener to do my writing. And At one point when I was working at the uni, I thought, oh, Scrivener is so great for my writing. I'm going to use it to do my uni work as well, because that's a lot of writing and thinking things through and whatever. I pretty soon stopped that because I realized that I need Scrivener, the software that I bring up, to be my creative place where I write creatively. And if I want to do any work-related writing, I'll do it in Word. Even so much as, you know, changing the software that you're using for different tasks was enough to change my brain into the space. And yes, Scotty was talking about Caleb accidentally slipping into a game at his desk. I'm not saying that Caleb did that. I don't think he did. But just the fact that he was at his gaming desk meant that his brain wasn't able to get into the right space to do the university work. So it's not about necessarily that you're doing the wrong thing, that your actions are the wrong thing, but just to give your brain, you know, it's a different focus when you're doing work than when you're doing play. And if you're in the play space, then trying to force your brain to work, it's always fighting against the surroundings that are telling it, oh, this is a play space. So yeah, when I use Scrivener to write with, my brain is being given the message that you're doing creative writing now. This is where you're writing your novels. This is where you're writing your blog posts. And so I get that message from my computer screen into my brain, and it helps me to focus on the writing that I'm doing. Whereas if I want to write a business letter or put together an invoice or write do some editing now, which is what I do, I'll do that all in Word, because that tells my brain, this is your workspace. This is where you do your work-related writing. And the other thing, seeing as Scotty brought up the idea of procrastination, the other thing that I really want to talk about is procrastination. Because one of the saddest things when you procrastinate is that you seem to hold with you all the stress of doing the job without actually doing the job. If you have an assignment due at the end of the week and you don't start working on it for 5 days, all those 5 days, you know there's an assignment due at the end of the week, and you carry that stress with you. And putting it off doesn't mean that you relax. Putting it off means that you hold the stress while not getting the job done. So I'm all for relaxing, but procrastination is not relaxation. It is just it's just carrying that weight, that burden of the job you have to do around with you while you're pretending to relax. I guess it's, again, that idea of your brain is thinking about the job. It's ticking away in the back of your brain, and you know you've got to get it done, and you're carrying it with you. And if you just sit down and did some work on it, you would at least know how much the job is going to take to do, and you'll have some idea of it, and you can plan better and all that kind of thing. I just think procrastination is a very tempting thing to do. But and I know that part of that's my personality type, okay? So I do understand that I am a different kind of person, especially to my husband. So Moz is quite able to rest first and work later. And sometimes that is actual rest and not just procrastination. Whereas I'm really the kind of person who is like, nope, must do the job first, then I can rest afterwards. So job first, rest later is the way that I work. But at the same time, I think it's not a bad idea, especially if you are, you know that you're just feeling tired all week because you know you've got this job to do at the end of the week. So yeah, it's interesting though that rest is vitally important. So I'm not saying to work all the time either. I really am not. I am such a big fan of rest. Our pastor took a mental health day the other week, and I'm so thrilled that he did. And he told everyone in the office, I'm taking a mental health day, so that everyone in the office knew that if they need to, they can take a mental health day. It was just a break. He wasn't sick or under stress or anything. He just needed to have an extra day of rest so then he could come back and do his job with so much more energy and efficiency. And it's just like Moz and his boss resting in the middle of the night. When they're working, they can come back with more rest and efficiency. It's really interesting when the Ford Motor Company reduced the hours that people were working, because back then 16-hour days and 10-hour days were the thing, and Ford reduced it to 8 hours a day, and they reduced the number of days that the employees worked from 6 days to 5, and they paid them double. It was a big risk to do this by Ford Motor Company, but when they did that, the productivity of the whole company increased, and it was such a shock because they're working so fewer hours, and they got so much more done. So I think that it's really good to define for yourself, I'm going to be working here, I'm going to be resting here. And when you work, work hard, work focused, don't procrastinate, get rid of all of your dings and bongs that are going to distract you, and just get the work done. Go into deep work, go for flow, try and get it going, get that work done. And then when you rest, rest, really rest. Do something different. Work with your hands, or read a book, or go for a walk, or nap. Oh, naps are good. Watch TV. Something completely different. When you rest, really rest. When you work, really work. You're going to have a much happier and more healthy and more balanced life, and you're still going to get your work done. So that's my big encouragement to you today, and I hope that it's helpful. And I'd love to hear from you. You can drop me a line using the contact form at ruthamos.com.au. You can come find me on Facebook at Ruth Amos Author. You can find me Twitter at Amos_RJ. Anyway, just drop me a line and tell me how you feel about procrastination and work and focus and rest. I'd love to hear from you. And I'll chat to you again shortly.